it in just that third goal. Sean flicks it onto you, the back post. Was that drawn up? Is that something you guys were working on?
Yeah, that was one of my routes tonight to be in corners. Coach says all the time, Kwame, he says someone's got to fill that backspace spot. So I try to do that. You know, it always doesn't come, but tonight, you know, it fell to me. So, yeah, it was a good flick on by Sean.
How important was tonight's win? Just in general, you guys have played a stretch of games these last few weeks. Just how important was tonight's win?
Yeah, no, it's massive. I think, you know, playing at the end of a cycle like this where it's so many games back-to-back, and especially facing a team like Red Bull where, you know, it takes every bit of intensity out of the group. So, you know, winning 3-0 just showed the consistency we have and the stability we have with just, you know, sticking to our principles and showing what we do best.
Just talk about, as a teammate, seeing Will Sands get back out there after what he's gone through.
Yeah. No, I'll put a big smile on my face. You know, I'm pretty zoned in and locked in during games, but, you know, that was a moment I just let go, man. I was just so happy because going through the same things a few years ago, you know, I know it means a lot to him, so I think you know, I appreciate what the fans did for him as well and everything. I was so happy to see him back out there and hopefully see some more of him.
You spoke about the intensity of this game. You said, and against the Red Bulls that already have such an aggressive style of play, it feels like you felt that there were a couple missed calls. How does that impact the game?
Yeah, you know, obviously the referees always play a big part in the game. You know, and soccer is such an emotional sport, right? You try to lay it all on the field every game, and you know, when referees are kind of making some goofy calls like that, it kind of disrupts your kind of focus on the game. But I think the group did a good job at, you know, staying focused, staying locked in. It's not easy, but yeah, I think the group did a great job tonight.
How do you guys control your emotions in those moments?
Yeah, I think just relying, you know, I mean, for myself, sometimes I get emotional, but I got a guy behind me like Valentin who's always, you know, looking after me and keeping me locked in. So I think just relying on each other and, you know, just next play, right, next action.
And how happy are you that you scored on a set piece? You guys haven't been able to do that yet this season.
Well, it's been 3 or 4 games, so not much time to. But, yeah, you know, it's nice. You know, it's nice to be able to attack and score from different routes and different angles and, you know, be deadly in offense. So.
And your coach mentioned that Josh Williams, he had a speech before the game. Can you just tell us what he said there?
Yeah, just he touched on a couple of things. Just first of all, just to be grateful. You know, I mean, we're all so blessed being in this locker room, this beautiful locker room. Show them to the facility we get to show up to every day, you know, doing what we love every day, doing it around people we love. So we're all very blessed. So he touched on that. And he also touched on, you know, Red Bulls are perceived as bullies in the league. And when they come to our place, we like to bully the bullies. So that's kind of what he said. And yeah, you know, he spoke a man with a lot of wisdom. So, you know, it was perfect to have that type of guy come in there before a game and get the group going.
Hey, now you was a teammate of his. My memory tells me that. But what was it like playing with him?
Simple way to put it, man. He was my best friend. Best friend for 3, 4, 5 years. Even when I was in the academy, you know, just learning my way up. He was always there for me when he didn't have to be. So I think that showed a lot of who he was. And just even when times are great, he'd be there to humble me. When times are tough, he'd be there to pick me up. You know, he's a man who's always double-headed. You know, he knows, he's seen everything in this league. So he's a special guy. I miss him every day still. But, you know, these things bring life back into the group. You know, bringing a guy like that in here, and, you know, showing his face and, yeah, it gets me emotional, but I love that guy, man.
I guess Kucho just being kind of one of the new leaders of the locker room, if you will. When you see him open the scoring, you know, what does that do for you on the field and just the quality of teammate that he is? Can you just comment on kind of what it's like working with him?
Yeah, you know, obviously he's a big-time player for us. You know, he provides a lot attackingly and defensively, man. He works. You know, I think you struggle to see that along this league where guys can do both, and he can do both. And in the locker room, man, he's just – you know, everyone gets the perception that those guys are big time in this, but he's level-headed, man. He's just like everyone else, man. He's a soccer player. He's doing what he loves, and we're all the same. So, you know, I think he personifies that, and he's just a great role model for other guys, man, as well. And he's just a good guy to share the locker room with.